Welcome everyone to Digital Care Group. We are so excited. This is the last Care Group of 2025. How has 2025 been for you? We'd love to do something real quick. Why don't you just get out some emojis and let us know what has it been like for you? I don't know how the year has been. It's been, I guess, all different ways for us, yeah. But we're just thankful that we're here.
Yep.
We're able to do this again together with you. I'm happy that you're here.
I'm happy I'm here too.
I'm happy that Pastor Darren's here.
Good to be here. Good to see everyone.
It's good to see you, Pastor, and I'm happy to see you, Deaconess Jess. How you doing?
Great. It's been a wonderful 2025. Praise the Lord. The third day, right? So.
That's right. That's right. And I see people putting in emojis right now. Looks like we got a lot of thumbs up. We got a lot of smiley faces. I see a heart there. We got an angel emoji, the hands going up like this. It seems like it's all good.
Yep.
But we also want to just recognize that maybe it's been tough for some people. Mm-hmm. I want to just let you know that you're not alone. You're not alone. We are together with you. The Lord, more importantly, is with you right there. Scripture is so clear that he is close and he is near to the brokenhearted. So we just want to let you know that you do have a family here with GRC Online, and so thankful we get to come together and transcend time and space. We're gathered together in so many different locations, but one heart, one spirit, all for the glory of Jesus. And I believe he's working all things together for our good. We want to also shout out right now, everyone who may be joining us for the first time, we would love to bless you. We'd love to put something in your hands, just bless you and say welcome. So you can allow us that great privilege of doing so by scanning the QR code that you see on the screen right now or texting GRC New to the number on the screen right now.
Yeah. And if it is your first time joining us, or maybe you've been on a few times, but you haven't really gotten planted here at GRC Online yet, you can still head over to the church lobby, the digital church lobby that we have. It's a great opportunity just to talk about Care Group. You could pray for each other, share praise reports. It's just an amazing space to be. And also, we have Care Group notes that are available for this Care Group and all the other Care Groups that we have on our website. So if you're wanting to dive a little bit deeper, you can check that out. And also, this session will be available on YouTube and all of the streaming platforms that you could watch your podcast. And more information about that will be popping up on the screen for you.
That's right. Today is a special Care Group. Pastor Darren, are you excited?
Very excited. But before we get there, just want to take a moment to shout out the production team behind the scenes.
Let's call it
Lizzie, Serena, Sarah, Brenda, Joey. And the whole team that's just always been behind the scenes preparing for us to be able to record, do the post-production, set up the lightings, do everything to ensure that like we were able to do this. So as we close out 2025, just want to appreciate the team for all their dedication, their hard work. And you all don't get to see them a lot behind the scenes, but they're working a lot to make this happen, to get this up on YouTube, to get it distributed. So right, big shout out to all of them.
Thank you so much, production team. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Love you.
And today we're going to be discussing something that is, I think, very important.
Yep.
I think right on time. We pray that you feel that way. We're going to be visiting this sermon clip, this little snippet from Pastor Prince, a recent sermon that he preached called Renew Your Strength God's Way. So check out this clip. Lean in, and then we're going to come back. We're going to have a conversation, and I believe that you're going to catch a little bit more of God's heart for you as we do that together.
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. By the way, utterly fall is a real fall. Is the Hebrew word kasal repeated twice. Kasal, kasala! It's almost like the writer is saying, they don't just fall, they kasal, kasal, utterly fall. So the translators in English use the word utterly fall. Another version says totally fall. We get the point. All right? So what's the answer? What's God's ways? Don't forget we are supernatural people. It says those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And you know the word renew is the word change. Literally in the Hebrew, change. Halap. And you know what? You don't have to wait on the Lord with words. There's a place for praying in tongues, like the whole day as you're walking, you're praying in the Spirit. In fact, when you're praying in the Spirit, you find God giving you pictures. But in this case, this waiting on the Lord is an art where you come to God and sometimes you're just quiet. It is with unveiled face, you behold the glory of Jesus. You look at him and see how beautiful he is. You know something? Many of us quote this verse, right? We stop here. But in the original, it's written on scrolls. There's no chapters. If you look carefully, verse 31 is the last verse. But you know, the next, it continues next. Look at this. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. And keep silence before me, O coastlands. Let the people renew their strength. The word renew is the same word, halaf. Strength is the same word in Hebrew also. And the key is what? Silence. I'm telling you, there is really a time when you find all of a sudden, after that moment when you get up, there is a strength that was never there before. Last time you run and you get weary. Last time, I'm referring both physically and spiritually, if you want to talk about it, okay? Don't limit God, all right? Predominantly, it's spiritual, okay? There are times you walk and you faint very fast. But when you get up, there's going to be a strength. You have just changed your strength for His strength. And when God says, and I bore you on eagle's wings to bring you to me, the whole purpose is that you'll find yourself drawing closer to God. But remember this, don't talk. Come and just see. And just rest.
So good. Can I hear your best? Casal. No?
Casal.
That was good.
Good. It's very good.
That was, right?
Yeah.
And I just was thinking about, as Pastor Prince was talking about, you know, the youth and what will happen to them, just talking about, like, you know, how people exalt youthfulness and, you know, people who are young. And that seems to be the thing that everyone's going after today more than ever. You know, I just turned 40. I feel like I'm 20 still. I don't know, but, I am 40, and, it's just hard to believe sometimes. And sometimes for me, I'm like, oh, man, I don't really want to be 40. I don't really like how that sounds. But why is that? So I think sometimes we're just like, oh, it's so much better chronologically to be young. And I get that. I understand it, but I think we've exalted it so much.
Yeah.
Where if we go back to scripture and what Pastor Prince is talking about is actually maybe we shouldn't put our faith and trust so much and we will be able to be strong or accomplish this only if we have, you know, chronological age in our favor in terms of us being really young. And I feel like it was a wake-up call even for me. Some people might laugh like, oh, you're only 40. But it's just, you know, how I'm personally feeling right now. And you know, I just was like, you know what, why am I so caught up with this number? It does mean something. It's not meaningless, but I feel like even in my own personal life, I was just reminded through this clip that I have exalted this number a little too high and put too much trust and hope and faith in just being young chronologically. And it was a call for me to be like, you know what? I want to exchange even where my trust is at.
Yeah.
And as Pastor Prince was talking, it was just very exciting that we can always believe that our best days are up ahead, no matter what. Not because we're young or we're only at this age. That doesn't really matter. That's not the biggest deal. The biggest deal is like my trust and my faith is anchored to waiting on the Lord.
Mm.
And changing my mere human strength for His strength, right? And I just love how that's the word for renew, is to change, to exchange. And for me, I was just thinking about this idea of quietness and stillness and the idea of boredom even, and just even in my own life, how sometimes I don't have enough opportunity to just be quiet and still. Because I'm so used to the noise and so used to the outward activity of everything and the constant stimulation in my mind. And I feel like it's actually maybe a good thing to practice boredom. Now, some people may say, well, that's a really negative thing, boredom. It has a lot of negative connotation with it. And I get that. I understand that. But I also think there's what Pastor Prince is saying, there's a successful way to actually be bored also, which is to take a pause, take a break. Have a divine interruption with the constant, you know, mental and mind stimulation of consuming and entertaining yourself and amusing yourself by constantly looking at things or watching things and just be still, and even don't even in certain times talk to the Lord, but maybe in stillness, which could be lifting the attention of your heart toward Him. As you lit, and I just felt like that came to me while he was talking, is maybe instead of speaking even to the Lord, just apart from taking a break from that mental stimulation and constantly consuming things and amusing yourself, is take it another step further, which is not to just restrain yourself from that, but to be proactive in lifting the attention of your heart toward the Lord in silence. And it made me think about this, this verse, which is also in Isaiah, in Isaiah 30:15, where it says this. It says, "This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. Only in returning to me and resting in me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength, but you would have none of it." And just an interesting thing that the Lord is speaking through the prophet Isaiah, you know, to the nation of Israel during that time, was he was so desirous for them to find their confidence and their strength in literally lifting the attention of their heart toward the Lord, not talking a whole bunch, not telling the Lord everything in this moment, at least what they were going to do or what they have done, or maybe making promises to the Lord. I think a lot of times we think that our strength is found in us promising the Lord, "Lord, I'm going to commit to this. I'm never going to do this again. I thank you that." And I understand, you know, some of that. I get that. But I think this scripture verse and what Pastor Prince is saying, even for me, it's like recalibrating that my confidence actually is best found in moments where I'm still and I'm intentionally taking a break from that mental stimulation and consuming and amusing and entertaining myself and just simply lifting the attention of my heart toward Him. And I love when Pastor Prince said in another part of the sermon that when we do that, there's another part of us that's kind of turned on, our mind, and we take a break from the logic and the reason. And I feel like people get scared as soon as you start mentioning, "Hey, take a break from your logic, take a break from your reason." And I get that. It is a little scary to say, "Hey, maybe don't be so logical." I think there is a time for that, though. I don't think our encouragement is to check your brain, you know, at the door. We're not saying to do that. So please don't misunderstand what we're saying. But at the same time, maybe we've exalted logic and reason and our mere human ability to think through solutions. And I think we try to untie too many knots. We have a lot of knots in our life. I've even thought about it like that. Sometimes I have an issue I'm trying to work out and it's like a knot. And that's what I picture, is like, I'm trying to figure out, where does this knot start? Where does it end? Instead of just bringing the knot to the Lord in silence and quietness. And maybe that's something that resonates with somebody right now, is maybe you have a knot. It could be a financial knot. It could be a relational knot. It could be a health issue that's a knot. And you've just been trying to figure out through your own logic and your own reason how to untie it. But I think through this clip, I'm encouraged that those who wait upon the Lord and lift their heart's attention to Him and bind themselves to the Lord, He takes care of the knot. And that's where real strength and confidence is gained. And I feel like, you know, I've had moments where what Pastor Prince is talking about, where it's like, "Hey, take a break from logic and reason and do that." And then the Lord will paint a picture. He can even give you some wisdom that you weren't even thinking about. It just came out of nowhere. And that's the part of our brain that is like the imagination, like where we neglect that, the hoping, the dreaming, the imagination. And it's not this weird type of imagining or this weird type of, you know, just trying to come up with some sort of vision or picture that comes from you. It's truly like lifting the attention of your heart toward the Lord, being quiet. And then the Holy Spirit will paint pictures and He will drop desires. And it will be a divine desire that didn't come from you. It comes from you delighting yourself in Him. And I've seen that so many times where I all of a sudden had a desire and I texted somebody. And then they were like, you wouldn't believe this. You just texted me at just this time. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting down with this other person who was just talking about how they were just at Grace Revolution Church. Or just some right time, right place moment that I couldn't come up with in my own strength or reason. And so, I don't know. Has that happened, you know, for you much, or like, what does that mean for you?
Just allowing yourself to have that space to kind of dream with the Lord and having that quiet time with him. And I think he will paint those pictures on your heart, and you're more in tune to kind of what he's doing and what he's saying. But I know waiting upon the Lord, a lot of times people will think like when you're waiting, you're not doing anything. You know, you're expecting something to happen and it's not happening. But I feel like this is so refreshing, this sermon, because it's waiting upon the Lord is not doing nothing. It's being with someone. So if you are so aware that it is the Lord with you, that you're not just, you know, sitting around waiting for him to do something like, okay, Lord, waiting on you, but you're actually spending time with him and to not look at it as like, I'm trying to accomplish something, but I'm just, you know, spending time with the Lord. I'm just getting to hang out with him and be quiet and be still and listen to what he's saying. And I know for a lot of people, silence can be uncomfortable if you're always used to talking or
if you didn't see what was happening. I'll just let you know, she was pointing a finger over here. So.
Silence. Even it was funny the other day, we went for a walk together and went into it agreeing, I'm going to be listening to something, you're going to be listening to something. We're just walking together. And at one point I just turned, I think I took my earbuds out and was just walking. And he was so physically uncomfortable just to be quiet. So for some, it's harder than others. But for me, I love being quiet. I love the silence. I can just drive in my car and just be quiet. But I have recognized that there's a lot of times that I'm escaping, you know, that life is so busy and so loud and there's so much going on that there's a difference between escaping the noise and intentionally being quiet with the Lord. You know, that you're spending that time with him, that it's not just, you know, emptiness just to get away, but that it's that focus on him and being aware that he's with you and allowing him to, you know, put those imaginations in your heart and, you know, putting things in you so that you could reach out to others, that it's, there's purpose behind it. It's not just silence or quiet for, you know, quiet's sake.
Has this been real quick? I just want to ask, well, you always talk about the kids, but I just wanted to say, when we try to encourage the kids, okay, guys, we're going to like limit the screens, take a break.
Yeah, here. it was crazy because just the day before Pastor Prince preached the sermon, we have periodical like family meetings, we call them, just to get together, chat, kind of recalibrate. How are you doing? How are we doing? Just to kind of, you know, catch up with each other, even though they're little, you know, it's important to do that, especially with kids as they get older and they're going to be little people, not just kids for long. But we kind of recognize the pattern that was happening with patients running low and things like that attached to how much they're using their, Noah using his iPad playing games and Izzy now having access to a phone and texting friends and stuff. Patience was very low in our house. So everyone was kind of being snippy with each other. So we put it out there that, hey, how do you feel like it's going? And kind of landed on, we're going to cut this back a little bit. The very next day, just them knowing that they weren't going to have that free time and free access to use their screens as much as they wanted, it was like a totally different house. That they, Izzy went upstairs and she reorganized her whole room, which she's a teeny tiny 11-year-old, but she's trying to push her big furniture all over the place. But at least she was, you know, being creative and, you know, switching things around. Noah was building forts and drawing pictures, and just to have that, the boredom. You know, that we let them be bored and not be consuming all the time. It let that outlet that the creativity the Lord has put in them, it had an outlet then. So they go from being consumers to then being creative in the way the Lord has, you know, that they're bent.
And just to keep it real too, like sometimes it would be where we limit something and they have to work through the uncomfortability of not getting along and finding things wrong with one another. And stuff like that. Yeah. So I think it's also opportunity like for them to work through that, but involve the Lord in that too. And it, I think it exposes some of the deeper areas of us when we take a break from that.
Mm-hmm.
There's deeper things in us that the Lord wants exposed to his goodness. And I don't know that it has opportunity when we're constantly consuming things.
Yeah, that's true.
Deaconess Jess, what do you think?
I love it. I mean, thank you for sharing, you know, always Grace Parenting and the lovely little things that, you know, Lindsay and you, Pastor Josh, do for the family. I always learn so much and love to take it, you know, to my grandkids as well. And yes, but, you know, totally agree with everything that you said. And, you know, I was just, you know, in a conversation with someone and we were talking about the subject of waiting on the Lord. And, you know, I know this friend that is a missionary and they have a desire to travel, you know, to a certain, you know, base to, you know, kind of minister there. But a lot of things have not happened and they weren't able. So they kept, you know, like feeling like they've been waiting on the Lord for years and it just hasn't, you know, come through for them. And, you know, they were sharing that, you know, they've kind of learned that the Lord is just wanting them to wait until they have no more strength left of their own. So that they can go and do this mission work for him with the Lord's strength. And I thought that was like really, you know, it's such a good revelation to understand about waiting, that it is not because the Lord doesn't want to answer our prayers. He has already answered in his word. He says, before you call, I've already answered. But it's just, you know, sometimes waiting for that divine timing is so important. And, you know, I just saw even, you know, as Pastor was just preaching from Isaiah about, you know, the ways of God, right? Like his ways are really truly higher than our ways. That, you know, and it brought me to thinking about the divine exchange of the cross, like how, you know, God, you know, made Jesus, who knew no sin, had no sin in him, did no sin, but he became sin in our place that we might become the righteousness of God. And, you know, that exchange is the, you know, most great demonstration of the Lord's love for us. And it is because he loves us that, you know, he wants us to know that it is not in our own strength that we, you know, do what we do, but it is when we allow our weakness to be perfected in his strength. So I was reminded again about 2 Corinthians 12:9, and you know how in our weakness truly his strength can be perfected, and not to try and do anything out of our own strength. And then I was led to, you know, this is like an exchange for me. It's like my weakness for his strength. It's not like I'll be weak, Lord, and that's it, you know, but it is for a greater thing. And that made me excited. Like, yes, I want to be weak so that in my weakness, his strength can be perfected. And then I chanced upon this, you know, scripture that is in Isaiah 60:20, verse 22. And it's talking about being small and how the nation of Israel is small, you know, and it's a little one shall become a thousand and a small one, a strong nation. And I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. And, you know, just in this scripture that I was waiting on the Lord for, I saw that it is about his perfect kairos time, right? Like he will hasten it in its time. And, you know, the Lord promises that he will answer, but there is a time that is needed for faith and patience that comes about, you know. And I love it when Pastor was talking about character success, right? That it's more important than the circumstantial success. And faith and patience will inherit the promise, as Hebrews 6:12 says. So it kind of really reminded us, you know, reminded me that it is important when the Lord wants us to wait on him, which is the way that we get our strength renewed, right? Which is, you know, the focus is not so much on the mounting on wings as like eagles, which a lot of us really, you know, camp on and run to in this scripture, but it is really the waiting that produces the mounting up and the outcome. And, you know, so I was just reminded that, yes, the Lord has a divine timing for those who are discouraged. Like, why is it taking so long? It's not because, you know, God is not answering, but it's because there is a divine time and purpose. And, you know, developing our character, you know, a success in, you know, faith and patience, and just being, you know, encouraged and knowing that, you know, he's always with us And, you know, we will never be left on our own to fend for ourselves. And, you know, in how, even in the waiting, there is a preparation of what the Lord wants to do in us that will, you know, make us safe for even the increase and the success that He has already given, right? And is to come. So I felt so encouraged by that. And, you know, the third, you know, like thing that I felt like the Lord, you know, the world, you know, believes in that speaking out, that, you know, we have our rights to speak up, and we should always be expressing and communicating and speaking. Nothing wrong with that. I believe that I do that with Caleb a lot, but, you know, I think it is important that there are times when I should keep quiet. Now, Caleb is a man of few words. So, you know, most of the time I will be telling him, can you talk? Can you say something? You know, can you respond to me? But he's just a man of silence. So for me, it is a challenge. But I see the beauty of, like, when we're silent, you know, before the Lord, not just silent in our own, you know, world, but it is really before the Lord that we're waiting on. And when we wait on Him, it's a very different thing. I personally feel like, you know, when I've waited on the Lord, it's always led me to have a heart of worship, because it's when in that silence that I remember my life is really not even mine, that it is because Jesus died for me at the cross that I can have this life and live it abundantly. And all the things that we get to do, and, you know, the people that we get to serve, right, it is because of Him. And I feel such a great, you know, a heart of worship and praise. But, you know, when we, even in our silence, as we worship and contemplate the Lord's love for us, you know, the words that come out after that time of waiting and worship are heavy and weighty. They are not superfluous, but they are words that mean something, that will encourage someone, that will lift up someone. And I choose that, you know, Lord, Your ways are truly higher, and I want to live in that, you know, manner. And so I hope that you're encouraged, that, you know, we can also take this sermon and, you know, go into the scripture and hear what the Lord has for each one of us, and that is on His heart for us. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Great.
Thank you, Deaconess Jessica. You know, when we do this digital care group, you know, I just want to say that, you know, our hearts and our desires is really not just to deliver, you know, what we prepared, right? And,
yeah,
you know, what is the content that is before us. And I think, you know, it's really the Lord's heart that as we gather, that the Lord really wants to shepherd every single person that's tuning into this right now. And I, you know, as we meditate and talk about stillness and silence before the Lord, like, you know, I really don't know what things you could be worried about in this season of your life, right? But as we're just hearing Pastor Josh, Lindsay, and Deaconess Jessica share, you know, just, you know, watching everyone that's live, and also, you know, knowing that people will be watching this on YouTube and online at some point, that I just feel the Lord's heart of, like, whatever it is you're concerned about and worried about, to know that in that stillness, the Lord will minister to you. So whether you're concerned right now about your family, your health, your grandchildren, you know, provision, or even just, you know, the state of the world, the state of the nations, like, you know, whatever it is that's consuming your heart, that there's just something about stillness that before the Lord and shalom from the Lord that overwhelms your concerns and allows His shalom to fill your heart in a deep and purposeful way.
Amen.
Right. So whatever it is, you know, like, could we just come together and just as we speak and we gather around Jesus, because this is so different, right? This is, again, not a TED talk. This is not, you know, a motivational, you know, connect group. I think we're really here to inspire and motivate one another to think about Jesus. Come before His presence. let the word of Christ dwell richly within us in a deep way. Amen. So, you know, I woke up this morning. There's a lot going on in our world. We're working on launching some new features in Pastor Prince's app. We're launching a new daily experience called Day and Night. And, you know, to be honest, you know, the launch happens, it's happening in, you know, pretty soon. There's so many things that we're trying to catch. We're trying to clean up the content. We're trying to get the technology to work together. We're trying to get the sound, the audio and everything to sync up. We're trying to really clean up the teachings and all. So I woke up this morning and there's digital care group recording. There's all these things that we're planning for the launch. And I just woke up feeling like, wow, there's just a lot going on in this season. And I just shared on this scripture in my staff devotional in Team JP, and I just want to share this with you. In the midst of all that worrying about how behind the curve we are for the launch, you know, the Lord just reminded me Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. And it just says this, that you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because his trust is in you. And it's such a simple, but this is a scripture that I've just been, you know, feeding on and meditating on, because even for me to believe that there's such a thing called that I can experience perfect peace, that is possible to experience perfect shalom. Hey Josh, that's a big thought for me, because like peace I get, you know, momentary peace,
yeah,
occasional peace, temporal peace. Like, I think I've experienced that before. But to look at scripture and ponder like, wow, the Lord's heart for us is that he desires for us to walk in perfect peace.
Amen.
That by faith, to know that even is a possibility. And then he doesn't just tell us that he desires for us to have perfect peace. Within the same scripture, he tells us that, hey, we just have to have our mind, which is our soul, stayed on him. Yes, there's many things that we are overwhelmed by, many things that we are consumed by, you know, many things that like things that we can schedule for and be ahead of the curve for. But in the midst of all of that, so many things feel out of control.
Mm.
So many things that the things that we can't plan for can just come and overtake us, catch us by surprise, catch us off guard. But I just want to believe by faith that I can be caught off guard. My shepherd will never be caught off guard.
Amen.
I can be surprised by the unexpected, but my shepherd will never be surprised by the unexpected. So my part, my soul, my feelings, my mind, my thoughts, my emotions, the verse is just telling me, like, keep it stayed on the Lord.
Mm.
Remember we talked about this before, right? Like, just this powerful thought on, like, it's not enough for us to just talk about Jesus. I think he really desires for us to talk to him.
Mm.
You know, it's nice to talk about, but to talk to. And when we talk about conversations and talking to the Lord, like, I think that silence comes from when you talk to the Lord, taking a pause to go like, Lord, you speak. You calm my heart. You speak to my emotions. You speak to my area of worry. I can pour all my worries and cast all my cares before you, Lord, but could you speak into it? Could you give me an impartation that I cannot get from this earth and from this world? Amen? So I just want to encourage you all that, you know, what I've been trying to really be more diligent about is to, you know, find moments throughout the week, hopefully daily, if not at least weekly, to just sit before the Lord with an open journal. Because when we talk about silence, right? And so I was talking to someone about this and asking them like, hey, do you journal? And this person shared with me like, oh, I don't really journal. And I went away from that conversation like wanting to encourage, you know, my friend that sometimes when we think that we have the journal, that it's all about us writing to the Lord or us writing, you know, the burden of the content comes from us. And I was just meditating on that I begin to see like this thought from the Lord, which is like that journaling is not just about us writing to the Lord. It's creating space and allowing the Lord to write in our hearts.
Amen.
So when I try to journal before the Lord, I'll just write out some of my thoughts, like, hey, Lord, this is how I'm feeling right now. Feeling a little bit overwhelmed, feeling a little bit behind the curve, feeling a bit behind in our schedules and all that. Like, what do you say, Lord? And just pause. Just be silent. Just let, you know, anointed keyboard worship music play in the background and just allow the Lord to minister. I'm not creating content. I'm creating space.
Mm.
Right? I'm not just telling the Lord, you know, all the things that are on my heart. You know, some parts of it, but a lot of it, He knows. But I'm just creating an environment whereby, Lord, I'm here to listen. I'm here to receive. You speak. You minister. And there's just moments when I journal before the Lord that the Lord just bring to remembrance scriptures like what we just read, Isaiah 26, verse 3, that He will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. So as you journal as well, allow the Holy Spirit to bring to remembrance sermons from Pastor Prince, scriptures that you've stored in your spirit, right? Encouragements that you've received, prophecies that you've received, dreams that you've had from the Lord, visions that you've had in the days past, in the days of your youth even. And I think in that moment of journaling, I'm like, hey, maybe I only have 5 lines on my journal, right? It's not about the content. It's about the presence of the Lord. It's about His words. It's about His ministry. So I just want to encourage you all that, you know, in the midst of all our important, legitimate things to do, just to encourage everyone to schedule stillness, schedule times of silence, create an intentional thing every day, you know, day and night, every, you know, week. You know, there's a Sabbath cycle to I know we're not under the law of the Sabbath, but the principle of the Sabbath applies. The Sabbath was made for men, you know, for us to rest, for humans to know that there's a cycle that the Lord wants us. You know, when you really understand Pastor Prince's teaching, like, man works and then he rests. And in that sermon that Pastor was preaching, right, he was talking about how we can work, but that to work to rest is kind of like the world's way. Because it's just to work and then that rest is just recovery. God's way is like, you begin with rest. You begin with being filled by Him. You begin with being consumed by, like, oh, wow, whatever is overwhelming to you, God has got this. He's gone before you. The week ahead will be incredible. The day ahead will be amazing. The month, the years, your best days are in front of you. When you begin with that rest, not out of recovery, out of just the fullness of the Lord, then all that is in front of you, that, you know, He fills you with faith, He fills you with healing, He fills you with joy. And then from that position of restfulness, from the position of the finished work, from the position of being full of Christ and full of the Word, you set forth to do all that the Lord will lead you to do. Who to call, who to attend to, you know, how to reschedule your time, how to create space. Like, the Lord leads you and guides you, and you begin from a place of strength in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
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 So good.
So good, Pastor. Love that. I feel like that's such a good picture to have, is to start out in silence and lifting our heart toward the Lord. And even with the journal, getting that out, and something I'm encouraged to even do. I have some journals sitting in a bookshelf I'm looking at right now that have yet to be written in. But I think that's a whole different way of looking at it. I think a lot of people look at it in the other way that you were describing, of the creating content and what they have on their mind. And we're not saying there's anything wrong with that, but this is pretty revolutionary, I think, in what you're sharing. It's incredible. I love it. I'm inspired for that.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a generation of content creators, right, Josh? Everyone's trying to create content. Everyone's trying to tell us to do something, act on something. But I think, like, God just wants us to be good containers, good vessels.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to create content, allow Him to fill us.
Mm.
Let His anointing fill us.
So good. I love that. It's great. And maybe we can, as we even have that as a fresh encouragement, like this moment we could take advantage of even right now, Pastor Deaconess Jess, that people are probably, you know, in all different types of situations and circumstances right now where they're wanting to hear from the Lord. But maybe this idea of just sitting still before Him and just getting out a piece of paper or a journal and having a pen in their hand, it could just be an act of faith and trust for whatever it is that you're going through. So maybe even right now we can spend some time to just speak over people that the Lord would maybe even spark their enthusiasm in this direction and like stir their spirit and stir their heart. Yes. Deaconess Jess, would it be okay, Pastor? Deaconess Jess, maybe just
yes, please.
Kicks us off and ministers a little and prays whatever's on your heart.
Yes. Let's just be silent. And the Lord is here. In every room, in every home, even if you are in your vehicle, in your car, He's there with you because He loves you. And His love is just so perfect and so everlasting. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence here tonight. Thank you for your anointing. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for every heart here that feels like, you know, the way the world that we've been brought up in is that the more we do, the more we will get. And that if we do nothing, we will get nothing. But Lord, your ways are so amazing. Your ways are one that when we rest, you will work in our place. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your perfect finished work at the cross. That because you did such a perfect work that is finished, Lord, we thank you that we can begin whatever that we need done from rest. From a rest of your provision, of your health, of your wholeness, of your wisdom, of your creativity, Lord, of your stillness, Lord. Not trying to get things done, but knowing that it is already done. And we just walk out in that finished work, in that completion. And we thank you, Lord. Teach us to be silent before you and to allow your Holy Spirit to just speak to us and our hearts. And Lord, we know that even as we've been just waiting on you, I just sense that there are just so many of us here, even tonight, that are still struggling with pain, in every area, especially in the area of our like teeth, the dental area. And, you know, Lord, we thank you. We thank you so much that by Jesus' stripes, we are healed. We are healed. So we just rest and be silent and just simply receive this gift of healing in every pain that is, you know, causing discomfort in our mouth. And we thank you, Father, for even the pain that is being removed. And Lord, I just know that you're doing a deep work of uprooting every spirit of fear, of anxiety, of panic attack. Lord, you're just removing and uprooting every anxiety, every fear, every infirmity, every pain and sickness. And because your love for us delights in seeing your children completely well and whole and free from every infirmity. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, you're just moving even by your Holy Spirit now. And we just give you thanks and praise that, Lord, you are worthy of all our praise and our worship. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
But I thank you for everyone that is part of this digital care group today. Lord, I thank you that for everything that you've spoken to our hearts today. Teach us, Lord, to cherish your presence, the sweetness of your presence, to not carry our own burdens, but to practice this, Lord, to learn to sit in silence and stillness in your presence and allow you to write your loving words into our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. What a special time of an unplanned moment of silence, right? It was so special that, I mean, nobody planned for that, and I just think it's so beautiful that that just happened while we're talking about how beautiful it is to just be silent and still and quiet before the Lord. And we just want to encourage everyone that's with us right now. It even feels a little awkward. Even I don't even want to break the moment of what it feels like the Lord's doing right now is really special. But just for the sake of time, just want to encourage all of you to continue this. Why don't you continue this? And we pray that this has stirred your heart and sparked your enthusiasm to really wait on the Lord. And hopefully this gives you a little bit of a faith picture of even what that can look like for you. I just want to encourage everyone as we, you know, transitioned from what we were talking about into that time of prayer and ministry, where maybe a little bit of a practical act of faith could be you getting a journal or a piece of paper and a pen and just finding a moment and maybe just grabbing a moment, creating not content, but creating some space for the Lord to write on the tablet of your heart, to the point where maybe, you know, you start writing on a piece of paper by faith what you feel like he's saying to you. And I feel like that's the strength, is what he says. That's the strength, the picture that he paints. That's the strength, the desire that he gives. And those things happen in these moments of enjoying and delighting yourself in his person and his love. And what Pastor Prince said basically is, what's the purpose is for him to draw you to himself. And we want to encourage you guys to do that. And just wanted to take a moment also just thank everybody for this past year. Thank you so much for being with us for 2025. We're so grateful. We're so appreciative. We don't take this for granted year after year that we get to do this, you know, care group after care group. Every single person that's involved is so precious to us. We wish we could know every single person by name. The Lord knows you. The Lord is interested and he's active and involved in your everyday life. And we just want to celebrate what he's done in 2025 as we look forward to 2026. And thank you so much, Pastor Darren, Deaconess Jess, Lindsay, production team. Thank you so much again for everything you've done. And thank you for being a part of GRC Online Church family. We love you guys and we look forward to seeing you next time.